Okay, so who's going to recap on what happened last session?
Jen!
Right, so Bogdan was planting a lot of explosives.
Yes.
There was... we went into... Where did we go into? The cave. And inside we found, like, some offices and science labs and a big silver metally dome thing. And we found some emails between Catherine and Steve Hudson.
Mm-hmm.
Which spoke about soulless drones and Project Reborn and Pentex's involvement. Keep the drones coming, I will do the rest, was the last thing that someone said. We found a secret door into... Oh, and then we went down into an observation room and we found a suspended ball made from mercury. And that's all I've got up until the old man.
You see, I can fill in the gap that happened to the suspended ball that looked like it was made from mercury.
Oh. An old man?
Yeah, Vision.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yes.
And then you fill in the gap, because we
had Vision with old man saying to do something, but I can't remember quite what he said.
It down, so.
And then it all went boom.
Well, yeah, because what's the
Because it all went
up?
Wrong.
Yes,
Abby turned up.
Abby turned up.
Abby is now Abby.
Probably.
Maybe.
Definitely.
Nah.
Abby Glass.
Abby the mage.
Abby was a mage and annoying. Go on, Kitty, flipping out. Bogdan shot her through the face. And
yes,
out the back of the other side of the head. Her avatar tried to manifest and we probably tore her face off. Because that was my trick.
I helped. I tore her
and ran away.
And then Bogdan said, run, get out, run. And then it all went boom. And we got back to the original point we're meant to be at with the container, and that was it.
Yeah. Okay, so...
And then we had a vision of the old man who said, you must stop them. We are losing. Soon our fight will be over and they will have won. They are so many. Our numbers are so low. Bring balance.
That vision was before we blew everything up.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So
yes. And now now in the Umbra there's just such a great big black spot.
Yep. You have now made it back to the first... the first encampment.
The roadstone.
Where...
Yes.
Yes, you spent the evening... sleeping, recuperating from the last combat... You are rudely awakened by the sound of a communication coming through to you inside the large container, which housed computers and stuff like that.
Mine's preemptive.
And you're getting a youngish voice saying... exploratory team 1, please come in. Exploratory team 1, please come in.
I'll talk to them.
Hello. Who am I talking to?
Exploratory team 1. That's who you asked for.
Excellent.
Who's this?
This is the main base. We have had an incident here and we are now requesting that all teams return to base for evacuation.
The dog has a cake.
It's okay.
Okay. What was the incident, may I ask?
We've had some guerrilla attacks from the locals, and it's putting all the people who are on this project at danger. We're now recalling everyone. If you're not back in 8 hours, then the last vehicle...
Are you withdrawing to the ship?
Yes.
Okay. If we don't get back to the main thing, we'll get back to the ship.
Very well, but if the ship goes and you're not on it, you're left here.
Probably for this position, we should head to the ship rather than back to you.
Very well. I'll let them know you're coming directly to the ship.
Okay.
Please make sure you lock down everything where you are and leave. We can't guarantee your safety out there on your own.
It's a jungle. Couldn't really guarantee our safety.
It's a jungle out there.
Yes, okay, no problem.
Over now.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Bogdan.
There's been
an emergency, apparently. Evacuating. Wasn't us. Wasn't it? Attacks, that's it.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, that's good to know it wasn't us.
I didn't think you had gorillas.
No, I didn't think you had gorillas in South America.
Apparently. Local gorillas.
They must have been annoyed.
Escaped from the zoo.
They must have an inordinate amount of poo that they're flinging. Yeah. It has to become an emergency. But I said we'd get directly back to the ship.
Okay. How far is the ship from us?
We're closer to the ship than we are to the main base, aren't we?
No, you're closer to the base than you are the main.
Really?
Yes.
The way you explained it, we went from the ship to the base.
And then backtracked
then
ourselves.
The second, the base that we've just blown up was closer to the ship than the main base.
How long did it take?
And we were more towards...
How long did it take you to get from the ship? Because I can't remember.
It was 30 miles, wasn't it, to the base that we were originally assigned to. And then
yes.
We backtracked 20
so,
miles.
So the ship is closer to where you are.
Yep.
I thought we went back to the 30-mile away base.
No, we went back. We went to the 10-mile away base.
Which was the one that we...
The one they sent us to was closer to the target base.
Which is therefore puts it closer to the ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, you'll have to excuse my ignorance. Obviously, I wasn't here for a few sessions. But the ship is a... What kind of ship?
A large...
Large cargo ship. Going freighter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And is it docked at a dock, harbour type thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you're currently, at the minute, you're standing in a large container.
In the middle of the Amazonian rainforest.
Yeah, which has been dropped in. And inside it is, obviously, a computer equipment... a makeshift laboratory for anything that you wanted to get back and do any research on. At the minute, you made it back, you closed the doors and you're inside at the moment.
I think this is a trap, but if we make it back way faster than they're expecting, we can actually get into the secret area of the ship, because we've got the command codes.
Well, they can't officially say it was us who caused the disruption anyway, because remember, that base doesn't exist.
Be interesting to find out what they... So does it happen to Abby?
Yeah. That's what we might find out when we get back to the ship.
Yep. But let's get back and brief the captain. What's the captain called? The cat sat on my notes.
That wasn't his name.
No.
I'm fairly certain that wasn't his name. I don't know. I don't think we've got his name down.
I've got it somewhere. I'll find it out for you.
Captain, the cat's on my notes.
So are we going to make our way back towards said ship? Through the jungle, yes? Or are we going to backtrack the however many miles it is to where we left the bikes and then get the bikes back on?
Let's go through the jungle.
Yeah, it's just... I suppose we can use the Chronosform thing and just go.
Or we could go Lupus or... Hispo.
Yeah, just any of those, I suppose.
Hispo's probably fastest, being bigger than Lupus. It still has four legs.
I don't like it.
You don't like anything that doesn't involve being human?
No. I don't.
Sometimes. How's run speed calculated?
Number of legs times six.
based off dex or strength?
Fast. Faster than fast. Very
run speed,
fast.
I think it's calculated off dex.
Stop chewing my foot.
Whereas endurance is calculated off stamina.
If we do it in Chronos form, we can actually carry our stuff though.
Yeah, it would be fastest in historical loop, both at the same speed.
Yes, it's
Alexander Jones.
It's carrying the massive amount of gear we have. Did they say if they're going to ship out all of our stuff?
They said they were abandoning the base.
Oh, okay.
They didn't say anything else.
That's all right.
You didn't bring anything valuable, did you?
No, everything I've got that was of value I've actually got on.
You know she didn't. She
did so.
Just doesn't own anything valuable.
Nope. Away!
Okay, so you've made up your mind.
Denied.
Have you got some form of plan?
Can.
Harsh.
Find the direction back to the boat.
Right.
And probably Chronos form it back through the trees.
Tansy.
Avoiding said base that we've just blown up.
I really think we should go Hispo or Lupus because it's lower profile and faster.
I'm going Chronos because I've got stuff.
Okay. I've got a backpack and it's very difficult to run the backpack.
Well, the only thing I've got is this, which is a bloody great big 200 glaive, which will shift with me, so not a problem.
We can, but I hope you've got that and clothes.
Yes, I've got clothes.
How's it, Jeff?
Dedication.
Oh, yeah.
That's what you need.
Can you make me a note of it?
I certainly can when I find my phone.
Okay, so you devise your plan, and you're basically going from here. You're going to circumvent the base
and then make it wouldn't be a good idea to run through there.
Okay. You are getting a We get a strange feeling that at the moment there seems to be a void forming.
Is it what I saw from the sphere? Am I getting some sort of flashback? You know, when I was in the
It's not a flashback. It's more of a feeling.
No, is it the same? Sorry, is it the same sort of feeling that I felt when I was in the penumbra and I saw the strange echo of the sphere?
Yeah, but this is now seeming stronger.
I hate to tell you this, but the echo of the metallic sphere I saw in the Umbra has grown. I can feel it now.
One more reason to leave rapidly?
I think so, yeah.
London's miles away from Brazil.
Sorry?
London's miles away from Brazil.
Okay, you open the door of the container and make your way out into the small camp that you have there. Can you all make for me a...
Oh shit, we've been jumped, Rob.
No, can you all make for me perception alertness rolls, please?
Up with the claws, cat. Yes. Up with the claws.
Oh shit, we've been jumped, Rob.
Perception and what, sorry?
Alertness, please.
Yes.
Two successes. Three successes. Okay, Mishka's got two.
Three successes.
Three successes.
Bogdan is well aware of
it. Yeah, Bogdan's got four successes.
Three
successes.
Right.
Three successes. Just waiting for.
Hold on. No.
Spenicus.
It's four successes.
Four successes as well.
Yeah, target number seven, not.
Huh.
Thought Ferber's got three. I did.
Sorry, three successes. Okay.
You did say three.
Sorry, I
was carrying them around.
Everyone, yeah. As you walk out of the container and you start to scan the areas, you will pretty much pick it up straight away. That there seems to be a strange red light in the sky from where the explosion had occurred, where the sphere was.
Is it artificial?
No. It's very dim.
Not some sort of plane?
No.
Yeah, let's leave.
I'm making a court
roll. Certainly.
Yeah, I'd like to make a court roll as well.
Go for it.
Intelligence for a court.
Please.
Dos.
Two successes, okay.
Nothing.
I keep pressing the bloody...
Okay. Seven successes. Okay, what sort of things are you trying to...
What by Daisy?
Read.
I'm looking at intelligence and occult. I'm seeing if there's anything spiritual about this. See if there's anything I can remember. Anything that could be spiritually inclined towards what this red dot could possibly be. Any myths, any legends, is there anything around this particular area that I may have recalled?
Nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, this is quite...
Anything in the spirit court that can cause this?
No. Nothing you're aware of, and you stand there and you really, really contemplate.
How big is this light?
At the minute, from where you're standing, it's that size of a light bulb.
Quite bright.
Seeing as it's daylight, I'm assuming it's very fast and bright.
I have no idea. I don't know if anybody else has got any idea about this thing, but...
How far away is it?
It's... when you look at the night sky and you see a star, it looks like that.
What colour is it?
It's red.
Either way, it's a good signal for me.
I'm going to sidestep into the Umbra.
Making a roll. What?
Gnosis.
Gnosis.
Is it just a straight line?
And have you got something metallic? Something reflective.
My sword.
Yeah, it's big enough. It's huge. Plunks that in the ground.
I'll just hold it in front of me and look at it.
Okay.
Look, fucking lawyer, man.
Yeah.
Give me sight beyond sight!
That's a lie.
That's a massive lie. You're going to hell.
I'm going to hell.
Six is a hell sesh, yeah?
Yeah.
You definitely were going to hell.
I am.
Probably some of the things you've done.
Two successes.
Okay.
That's for a different podcast.
You shift nice and easily. The location you are makes it very easy to slip through the gauntlet, no problem.
Okay.
As soon as he gets
look at it again, does it appear any different in the Umbra?
No, it's exactly the same.
Look around, does anything else look radically different?
Looking in the one direction that the you know where the base was in the big sphere, there seems to be like a black dome, which, looking at it, it's just void of anything.
As soon as he steps, I'm stepping as well.
Okay.
I've got three successes to do that.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, you're standing by each other. You both notice the red dot in the sky, which is exactly the same. It hasn't moved. It's in the same location.
I'm looking at the void.
Yeah, still there. Big dome where it was, where the base was, and it's just void of any light. And it just seems, to at the minute, to be a complete silence. It's void of anything. You also notice at the same time, however, looking at the void for a bit longer, you notice a hexagon shape floating above it.
What is it? When you say a hexagon shape, is it like a three-dimensional object?
Yeah, it's like a three-dimensional object. It's just rotating slowly.
Okay.
The same.
Another roll. Speed roll. What's
okay.
that?
Okay.
Oh, sorry, another occult roll. What's that?
What do you get?
Four successes.
Four successes. You have heard and have seen one of these every now and then. They've only just recently started to appear. It's very new. And it goes by the name of a stasis vector.
Sounds a bit weaverish.
Is it weaverish?
Yes.
It is. That's probably why.
You also
Much
know...
It's quite weaverish.
You also,
shit.
You also know it's either... It travels with a companion, and the companion is either a pattern spider or a hunter spider.
I know, really, I guess. Time for us to go.
Sounds like Vulcan's department.
I think so, Vulcan's. Right, I'll step back.
Step back.
Sorry, Bogdan, we've got a pattern spider maybe imminent. Probably even a hunter spider, these terms that you're familiar with.
Stasis vector.
Am I familiar with these terms?
Make your roll and let's find out.
What roll am I making?
Yeah, that's that too.
Straight intelligence roll. That's not going to end well. We're in a jungle, of course there are spiders. Stupid British people. Let's go.
He's American. He's American.
I botched.
Okay.
No, it means nothing to him.
You've seen me look blank before.
Right, now. Should we bail then?
Let's go. I shift.
I shifted you.
Let's go.
Okay. You're shifting?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I then sit on my haunches and start scratching behind my ear with my rear leg just because I can.
Awesome.
Where is it to go to shift? Is it from urge and
stamina?
Mm-hmm.
But that's only if you're in a rush, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're okay at the moment.
Out of combat.
Yeah, you can just shift. Yeah, you're fine.
I'd have to roll rage on
it. I only ask if there's issues in the area with you shifting.
Otherwise, we're going to look a bit daft that we're all standing around waiting for one of us to change. The other one's going, and can't change.
That doesn't sound like trying to change at all.
I was about to say that.
That sounds like it would end in needing a change.
You all shift and you all start making your way in the direction you've all agreed. As you're all making your way and circumventing around the base, you start to get the scent of things starts to change.
Should the dog be eating that transformer?
It's the
evil space dog. Destroy the Autobot.
The scent in the area. You know, you obviously you should be getting
Daisy.
Well, the trees and the animals and everything nearby.
What
you
unique,
notice
unique,
a sterile
Daisy crop.
Smell.
Say that a unique smell.
You notice the lack of smell, the lack
yeah,
of scent.
It's the null voidness.
For that.
Thinking of what you've
there.
Noticed.
Smells of the weaver.
Thinking of what you've noticed, you recall that the stasis vectors are normally, they repair in injured areas.
Mm.
They.
But in what image?
they have a tendency to appear when situations like this occur, when tears appear, and they basically reset the area.
But again, in what image?
So this lack of smell, this sterile, is getting stronger as you're circumventing, because you've had to go round the encampment that you've been to that you destroyed. And at some points you get into visual range and see what's going on. And as you get closer to the area, you kind of look as you're running, and you notice that this hexagonal shape that you've seen in the Umbra is actually manifesting itself now in this area, as you can see
on this side of the gauntlet.
Yeah,
that can't be good.
As you see it start, as you see like a mirage effect around the area, and things, you notice that like leaves caught in the wind. As soon as they get into a proximity of this area, they stop.
It's calcifying the area.
Yeah. What's the red spot doing?
Nothing. It's just there.
Right. I think I need to consult in order with that one. Ah, no, I know what I do. One more safe. I need to make a check for a while.
I'm glad you put in the when you're safe thing.
Yeah, let's work on the when we're safe. Then later, when we're safe, you can work on the...
What the hell was that?
You charged me, I'm going.
You leave...
Oh no, we're chiding while we're moving.
You leave the size of the base and start making your way through a built-up area of trees when your spider sense starts to tingle.
Oh, this is bad. This feels bad. Dangerous bad.
And as soon as she said that, you see vines starting to punch out of a tree, out of a tree trunk. It starts to wrap around as you see two large wooden talons come out of this inside of this tree, and it starts to, as it pulls it apart, you see what can only best be described as like a swamp thing stepping out.
That ain't weird, Bruce.
Of the tree.
That ain't good.
No, what is it? What does it look like?
Some kind of nature spirit?
But, yeah, I'm going to have
a very annoyed nature spirit.
Cult roll.
It's the Toxic Avenger.
Well, six successes.
It is. It's you instantly.
Weave a wild or woe.
It's wild.
Wild.
You instantly get a link straight away. It kind of looks down at you as it fully emerges itself.
Spirit speak to it. We mean you no harm, friend. Let us pass. Bring you truffles. Travels.
Oh, it doesn't to hear it say it means us.
It doesn't speak to you verbally. It kind of, you know, when. The echo of effect of it kind of starts, and then it kind of all the rest of the sentence kind of catches up to itself, right. And it basically just brings across that it's not here for you. It's here to try and contain. And as you see that, as he's relaying this information to you, you start to see things start to move and manifest. Tree beings.
Leave us be, friend.
I don't think it's
good. Once it said, it kind of just steps and walks towards the encampment.
Well, I think there's going to be a big battle here, and I don't think it's going to be between us and them. I think it's going
to
be between.
We managed to secure a safe passage. Let's go.
Run. Yeah, basically, you run.
Yeah.
A few hours later, after stopping, resting, carrying on, you reach the outer
physical shit.
Yeah, you reach the outer limits of the tree canopy coverage, where you're going to have to find. It's going to be a little bit more difficult to.
How safe is it around here?
At the minute, you can judge it's fine, but going out in your forms like Krynos would be a bad idea.
Okay.
You basically come to the end of the jungle where a road has been made, and you can pretty much see a good from your location a fair few miles down the road where you can start to see the ocean, and you can see a large built up
port.
Ditch Krynos.
Ship back
to Homid and start tracing down the road.
Were you in Krynos or was in Hesper?
I was in Krynos.
Okay. I have a backpack full of stuff.
I'm in Hesper.
Yeah, I've got like guns and backpack.
And I'm staying in Hesper.
Okay. You all shift back to. You've stayed in.
I'm staying in Hesper, but. Are you walking down the road?
I'm going to walk down the road.
Is there a tree line next to the road?
It's
right, as in Hispo, I'm just going to stay just within the tree line.
Okay.
I'm shifting to human as well.
Okay. What? What are you doing?
You don't need to ask me.
You go back to human form.
Oh, yes.
And what you, and you're back to human form. Okay.
As soon as the option presented itself.
I need to meditate so it's somebody in the spirit world.
We'll be back at the ship soon. This is
I'm not sure I'll be able to speak to him there.
How long will it take?
Long at all. How long?
In minutes?
No, more than minutes. About half an hour. Have a quick conversation with him.
Well, you've made it back to this location in 2.5 hours. The last, the boat doesn't leave for another 6 hours.
Reckon tomorrow, I think we've got plenty of time to fix it. So,
just to clarify, though, this boat is under whose control?
DNA, Pentex.
Although theoretically, separate Pentex. Ours. DNA working with Pentex in this.
Really?
Yes.
Yep.
That's weird.
They kind of are.
So we need to try and stow away on the ship. We'll take it over.
We don't need to stow away on the ship at all. There's,
that's how we got it.
Alloy on there.
Okay, so the ship's not owned. It's not being run by Pentex, right?
No, it's been hired by him.
Okay.
But the captain may or may not be taken out of action, depending on whether they've called who he is or not.
Okay.
But we can get to the secret second bridge.
Yeah, I figure then, if we've got that long, sit in the tree line, wait for a transport to come past, because that'll always speed shit up as well.
Yeah, as long as, well, until he's finished.
Until he's done.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
Chance to put feet
on. I'm going to meditate, call out for now.
Okay, you sit there, you clear your thoughts, you find it, your location, you find it very simple to connect with him, and he appears.
I need a few questions answered, please. Imagine to him, quickly, you know, the events that happened. I also say, what's happening here? Can you answer anything? And do you know anything about this red spot in the sky?
I thought the red star that appeared has appeared in both the Umbra and in reality.
That I saw myself.
It only came to being an hour, four hours ago.
Okay. What is it?
No one knew.
What does it mean?
It could mean many things.
Such as?
That wars that have been raging for many years could be coming to an end. It could mean that we may be given a second chance. Many people at the moment have, many spirits have come up with many ideas, but none of them we have communed ideas. But whatever's happening isn't just it's not just affecting the Umbra, it's affecting your reality as well. Many spirits have reported strange things occurring already.
I need to ask one more favour of you. I need to get a message to my clanmates with your town in the north.
Of course.
I'd like you to pass a message, if you can, to relay what I have discovered here in the Amazon.
I should do this for you.
Thank you. If you can relay a message back to me from them, any reply that they give, be very grateful.
Of course.
Thank you. Anything else, I'll obviously keep you informed. Thank you, Lord. I really appreciate this.
And with that, you kind of fades. You find yourself.
Who's around?
All of them.
Well, all four of you.
Yep.
Or like exactly what's just happened to you all.
Sounds interesting. So
it's some sort of a foretelling that change is going to happen by lots of things.
Well, change certainly seems to be happening with everything that's going on here.
Mm.
Not for the better. I checked my watch. How long has it been?
He's been gone about half an hour, 45 minutes.
Gotcha. Won't take that long.
Continue traction down the road in that case.
I'd say, is it worth us going on to the boat now?
Never hurts to get there. They might query how we got here quite that quick, but...
We were nearby.
Okay. You make your way down to the port, where there's... as you get to the main gate, you get there's a person standing there with a Pentex uniform on and a clipboard.
Alright. I'll show him my security.
Sorry.
I'll show him the pass from the previous campsite. We were told we were evacuating.
And he basically, you are.
Damn it, I've forgotten my name.
Mishka.
Mr. Olenska. Yeah, sorry. Mr. Olenska.
Yes.
Michael Sheen.
Is that your real name?
Is it supposed to be our real names?
Yeah.
Whatever name you chose.
Fergus, whatever my surname was. Sorry,
yes.
I thought we were using pseudonym.
Some were, some words. Okay, so yeah, you can... Yeah.
Oh, Dan, you
yes.
know me. Everyone
no,
knows me.
Pseudonym, Dr. Harrison.
Yes.
Jessica Smith.
Excellent. Please, straight out of the boat if you would.
Where were you evacuating to?
Where were we turning back to the UK where we originally started? Where we originally started.
Okey-dokey.
Can you tell me, is Captain... What was his name?
Pogwa.
Alexander?
What's in the world?
Oh, sorry.
Dean says it was Captain Alexander.
Captain Alexander on board?
Alexander Jones.
That was his
name.
All right, Captain Jones.
Captain Jones still on board?
He looks perplexed. There's no captain of that name on board.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Who's the captain of the ship?
He is. Captain Beckett.
And he was always the captain?
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Darryl.
Okay. Sorry, it must be my confusion.
Up to you. What's up for you?
Some bullshit has happened.
If you could be so kind as to move along, please. We have more. We have more inbound.
Certainly.
We'd like to keep this area clear.
Right. Let's get on the boat then.
Yeah.
What's the worst that can happen?
Well, they've killed the captain,
well done.
Which means they've found out who he was.
Doesn't necessarily mean they know who we are. And if they do, then we kill them.
Abby knew who we were.
Yes.
There's a lot of them. They're quite outnumbered.
I like a fight.
Mm.
Haven't had one yet. Not for a while, anyway.
Okay.
Fun.
You make your way to the boat. You get on board. You're signed in again as you get to the boarding steps. You make your way on. You're given the same quarters.
I'm just going to go down to my cabin and have a word there.
Yeah, sure.